Okay, right, let's just do a clap.
Drama code it. Just drama code it. Drama, all you want to do is record it.
They're back. The show with the pressure and Frosty.
This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for.
Beautiful waveforms, lapping on the beach. Tickling your toes, hey?
Hello and welcome to the show with the pressure and Frosty. It is our March episode and we're very excited. We're both in the flesh together.
Welcome to be here. It's nice to be here. I like that you're here.
It's lovely because it's a very exciting time of year. It is spring. I can smell you. I can feel you. And I mean, what better time is there? You know, we're starting.
Maybe midsummer, maybe like late summer, early autumn, but whatever. We'll take what we can get. It's March, so whatever.
Well, I mean, it could be worse, couldn't it? It could be worse. It could be January. We've done January. We've done February. We're in March now.
Could be pregnant and it's not yours. That could be worse.
Yeah, it could be worse, but it's not. We're in March. It's the start of the year. In fact, the Romans said that March was the very first month of the year.
Okay, I feel Roman then, because I've sprung into action now that it's just a little bit lighter, a little bit brighter, and there's just optimism. You know, Jan, Feb, you're just deluded with your, oh, I'm going to be a better person this year.
Yeah.
It's all going to be better. My gym routine, oh, it's all going to be better. But from March onwards, you know, you can believe that the year is going to actually happen now.
Yeah, you got to fake it to make it in January to February. But you see the croquet, you see the daffodils, the sunshine's coming out in the mornings, and it just feels like I can do it. I can do it, you know? Because in the Romans, they did say, go back to the Romans again.
In the Romans. Let me tell you what. In the Romans, yeah. They were running around the place. They did what they want and they said what they want. In the Roman days, it was okay. Now we're in 2023, 24, whatever you want to make of it. Then it's a little bit harder. Get up in the morning, yeah. It's harder. It costs a little bit more to get a pint. Try and get some milk. Costs a little bit more. Driving. Bloody hell. Driving. Cost a fortune. Drive one of them tank cars, feel a bit safer, just even more of a fortune. So, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know what you're saying. We're in the cabin. We've had a lovely day out. We've been in Reading today. Dave and Anne has met up with us and we've showed them around Reading, basically.
As great as that can be on any other Saturday. We've been on a tour of
Reading.
Seen all the sights. You went to some really nice pubs.
Yes.
And we're now back here in the cabin. We're about to have a nice vegan dinner because, you know, it's just healthier for 2024 and beyond. And having a few beers, having a few laughs. And we're really glad that you're here with us, listener viewer.
So thank you very much for listening to us again. And we are available on YouTube. And we're Pressure and Frosty. @gmail.com if you want to get in contact with us. And now we're thinking about things that are going on in March. This is all about our March episode. So we're thinking about exciting things that are happening in March. So I'm going to get my phone out. You wouldn't normally see this if it wasn't filmed. So this is like a little secret for
just memory bank stuff. He just preps everything in so much detail that he needs his phone at any given integer because he's that kind of millennial person that unless his phone is by his side and the screen is lit up in front of his face, then he's just not functioning as the kind of guy he wants to be.
It does feel like the end of civilization, isn't it, where you can't really think about, you can't remember things. Like, it happens all the time. Like, I try to think of
something. But then why do you, like, it's fine. You don't need to. If you're out and about and someone doesn't know the answer to something, it doesn't need to be Googled. It doesn't need to be explained. If you can't know, like, oh, how many cups is this then in litres or weight? If it says American cups, 2 cups.
Yes.
How much is that in litres? You don't need to know. It doesn't need to be explained. Someone doesn't need to Google it there and then.
Sometimes you want to get, like,
oh, what is Celsius into Fahrenheit?
Who played the guy that was in the film with Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Doesn't need to be known. Just keep guessing and keep it out there. You don't need to, like, absolutely.
It is a conversation killer, but sometimes it's just like you need to know these things. Like, it's just satisfying to know it. Otherwise, what are you going to do? You're never going to know it. You're just going to go,
fine.
Oh, well, I'm too big for this. I won't look it up anymore.
That's fine.
I just don't know.
I wonder when this house was built.
1955. Yeah, 1955. But no, some things are going on in March. I'm going to get my phone out because I can't remember them.
St. David's Day, which happened on the 1st of March, which was for all the Davids out there and all the Welsh people out there.
It was a great day. I had some children in the class that I was teaching. They wrote down Happy St. David's Day in Welsh, and they had no idea what they were saying because they just don't know Welsh. Of course, why would they? They're in Bracknell. And I read it out to them, and they were like, whoa, you can speak another language? I can't believe it. And I was like, yeah, I can speak Welsh. It felt good. Do you know what? I like speaking Welsh. It's kind of cool being able to speak a little bit of Welsh.
Can you give us a bit of Welsh right now on the show here in like the March edition? Just prove to us that you actually know what you're up to.
Does dim siarad Cymraeg yn iawn ond dwi'n trio.
It's pretty good, listener. If you can decode what that says, you can win yourself tickets to a box office show at the West End of your choosing throughout the course of April or maybe even May, if we can work that far in advance. So if you can decode that, put your comments in the screen afterwards and we'll get you a little special prize.
Croesio I show gyda the pressure ac frosty.
He's just showing off now, and it's obviously gobbledygook, so just ignore that last bit, listener, and you make of it what you will. But welcome to the show for March time in the cabin here in, like, rural Berkshire.
Yes.
We're rocking out. We've got the solar light on. We've got the heating on because it's about a degree outside. We've had a bit of a cold snap here in Berkshire. Therefore, put the guitars on the wall.
Yeah.
So we've heard that keeps you warm. There's one in the corner. We've both got muffs on our mics because... you know, it's kind of better for popping.
You don't want your mic to get cold, you know. You've got International Women's Day on the 8th of March. That's kind of a good thing to do. Although I think that if somebody says that they're a feminist or not, if somebody says they're not a feminist, I just think you're mental. Because, like, to be a feminist is just to be like, you should have the same rights as a man, surely. So...
what will you do to celebrate your femininity on that day then?
I'm going to be exactly what I'm normally like. And that is...
a chauvinistic pig. I won't open the door for nobody. And yeah. I'll purposely listen to loads of Jeremy Clarkson in my motor car. And I'll drive with the windows open and I'll speed everywhere.
This is treat everybody exactly like I would treat them normally. Like, I wouldn't hold the door for somebody sometimes if they're too far away. I won't treat somebody like a lady. I won't treat somebody like a gentleman. Everybody's a human being, and you all deserve the same amount of respect that I deem you deserve. Based on
I won't go
gender.
Out of my way to make anything special out of the day because it's about women.
Yep.
And if I make women in front of me, it means I'm disadvantaged, so I'm not getting involved at all.
No, exactly. I want to make sure everybody's equally treated badly by myself. And I think that is fair. If somebody says... I'm not a feminist, or I am a feminist. It's just, it's weird because it's not like a thing. It's just like, you just need to treat everybody the same, surely.
I'm going to play loads of fine female artists on my radio shows and just listen to their plight and try and understand...
I'm not a chauvinistic pig.
...the meaning behind why chauvinistic pigs in this world have maybe got ahead and just try and empathise and just bring forward... some of the plight that women have faced over the years.
Equal rights. Equal rights means equal rights. Equal rights means equal rights.
Friday, 12 till 2. Tune in, Hoxton Radio.
We also have St. Patrick's Day on the 17th of March, which is coming up very soon as well, which is a lot of excitement. If you're Irish, I suppose. But I think like Ireland have taken over the sort of the day, haven't they? They really know how to enjoy their day. Like you don't get... what's your day? St. George's Day. Like everyone's trying to be petitioning a bank holiday for St. George's Day, but it's so lame. No one celebrates England Day, do they?
No, the only one that's... St. Patrick's Day is the one.
Yeah.
It's celebrated like across the globe. And we know it's a day of fun and excitement.
It is.
And everyone's invited. If it's... St. David's Day is a bit off. Yeah, if you're a bit Welsh or if you're a David, you might be involved. St. Andrew's, I think, is at like the 2nd of Jan, which is a bit too early.
They get a bank holiday. They get two bank holidays, which is great.
St. George's, like, end of April, and it would be embarrassing to celebrate that. But St. Patrick's,
Yeah. I mean, I have enjoyed St. George's Day with Stacey's family because, you know, you've got to embrace it sometimes. Because I think with St. George's Day, there's the fear that people are going to see you as like a British National Party, you know, skinhead person. And it's not that, you know. People who celebrate St. George's Day, like, celebrate England and be proud of England, even though of the historical, terrible, horrible things that have happened. You know, still be proud of what you are.
Our colonial past and the way that we went around the world stealing and pillaging.
That's
and
terrible.
Just... That is terrible. Yeah. So we've got a day that we can celebrate being ourselves from all of the things that we've taken from around the globe.
It's not about the history of it, because that is unforgivable. Of course it is. But it's like day-to-day life. You know, if you've lived your life and you're 30 or 40 years old and you've grown up in the 80s, the 90s, you've got your culture. You've got your culture.
You've had it hard, haven't you? If you've grown up in the 80s or the 90s, you know what tough time it's been. Forget the bloody 40s or the Blitz or whatnot.
Yeah.
Or rationing. Forget all that nonsense. The 80s and the 90s, particularly the early noughties, they were tough times.
It's your life. So whatever your life is, you should celebrate it as long as you haven't invaded civilizations and killed them all off. If you've not done that and you're talking about your own culture, I think you should celebrate that and not be so embarrassed or sad about it, you know?
I don't know. I mean, if you're a youngster, then you probably aren't embarrassed or sad. And once you get to a slightly older and ripened age that you are aware of it, then you should be apologetic and mindful and lacking in real... let's have a little celebrate. Let's go outside on the village green and celebrate all we are.
You should.
Oh, should we have a curry later? Where do we steal that from? Should we have a bit of this later? Where do we steal that from?
Yeah.
Should we even get... Before we even stole music, were we British? Oh, let's just play some music.
There comes a point where... in time that it becomes part of the culture, you know, curry, like English and British curry is a different type of thing now. It is its own thing. And I think that it's fine to celebrate that and be part of that, you know. Don't be scared to celebrate, because what happens is you get the people out of the woodwork who go, oh, you can't say that now. You can't say Merry Christmas because they won't like it. You can't put a Christmas tree up because they don't like it. And then it just gives people the thing.
He's upset because a lot of his money, right, comes in late November, early December, turning on lights, giving out presents, maybe a lot of the old firework here and there.
Maybe.
Mainly the pantomime season, mm-hmm. Maybe like, oh, hello. So if anyone tries to ban Christmas, obviously, Grump or Stiltskin over here is going to be right upset about it.
I had a go with an ex-colleague of mine. She was on Facebook and... she shared a post it was a fake post, and she said, oh, well, you can't say Christmas anymore without being told off. And I
read it, because I got nothing else to do. I don't read a real newspaper. Therefore, I read comments, especially on Facebook, and her opinion matters.
And I said to her, who says that? Who says you can't say Christmas anymore? That's rubbish, Lynn. That's absolute rubbish. What are you talking about? And then she said... oh, sorry, I didn't really think about it. And I went, do you know what? You're unfriended. And I unfriended her. This was like 2012, so unfriending somebody back then was a big deal.
So you made your case in point, and then you unfriended her. You should have just ignored her, got on with your life.
I wanted to educate her.
Maybe made sneer, but just make something better of yourself.
I did.
Practice your lines and your character. Be more believable, and then don't have to talk to the Lynns of this world next year.
No, I wanted to let her know... what you're saying is rubbish, and I'm not going to ignore it. I'm going to tell you, you're an idiot. And she realized she was an idiot, and that made me feel good. And then I unfriended her. I tore open the wound, put salt in, stamped on it, and I walked away.
Now you know the real Owen Frost.
Don't mess. Oh, but also in March, because it's the March episode, and you're listening to the show with the Pressure and Frosty in March. March 31st. It is Easter Sunday, but not only Easter Sunday, it is when British summertime starts. So that's very exciting. We've got a double whammy. The lights are getting brighter. We've got chocolate Easter eggs. And it feels like a very good time of the year.
I guess with all of those things happening in this month ahead, then there's nothing to really be glum or just down about, is there? It's all optimism between now and the 31st.
I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, in January, February, you've got to like try and make yourself feel good. I feel very good, actually. Well, I think we should get onto gym talk because I'm feeling so good.
Gym talk. Ooh.
It's time for Gym Talk. And we've got some correspondence from Gym Talk as well. We've got a very long-term listener from the show.
Long-suffering listener who has got in contact through the usual means, which is mainly email, sometimes Twitter, and often post. We get a lot of post, which is quite nice in this day and age, considering the price of a stamp. So Owen Frost, in his basket of letters, has this correspondence for you right now.
Yeah, it's really great to hear this. So this is from one of our listeners, and he's from Ireland. So just check out what he has to say.
This is what you've been waiting for. Hey, Owen. It's Owen. Just driving to work this morning. It's a wet morning. Just listen to Fun February. Very good. I'll give you a buzz soon, even though you didn't buzz me back. No hard feelings. Is there? Hope you had a good time on the 19th, so we'll have a catch-up. So can I, what gets you goat? Can you put up some stuff? It's very easy for a 43-year-old, but I'm going to send you. Here's a few things.
Okay, we're gonna just go on there. So that was Owen. I'm going to keep that rolling now. So that's Owen and...
Positive. This is not getting me goat. Talking about health products of the gym thing. What I've been using the last year and a half is purple Caribbean moss, Caribbean purple sea moss, to be in fact. So it's a friend of mine in London. She, her mum's from the Caribbean, and she was very sick, and she tried various things, and she had this. And she's sworn it helped, but it's not scientifically proven everywhere, I don't think, but it does so much. It's got like your liver oil, your cod liver oil sort of in it already, because it is an algae, and fish get that from the algae, and that's why we get cod liver oil from the fish. So it's actually from that. It also is good for inflammation and it's good for thyroid, and it's got lots of vitamins A, B, C, D, E. So what else? Got zinc, potassium, so it's good for hangovers. That's why I love it. So I've been using that. It can pong a bit after 3 weeks.
I don't think nice. The show has ever been as exciting as that. There we go. Might have a regular feature from Eoin.
What was it, Caribbean moss or something?
Caribbean moss, and if you put it in the fridge for too long, it can pong, so... but it has all of your vitamins, A to D, including zinc, so it's there.
Yeah, I mean, he said good for hangovers, so I'm quite tempted to try that out, because I will take anything if it's going to avoid a hangover, because, I mean, we're in our 40s now, and I feel a hangover pretty badly right now. Would you feel hangovers?
Yeah, headache, fatigue.
Yeah, fatigue.
Bouts of depression, yes. Impeding doom.
Yes.
Just
you get that as well.
Low levels of optimism. All of that, you know, all of that.
But it's like 2 or 3 days afterwards as well, though. Do you get it for 2 or 3 days afterwards?
It's mainly the next day, but I suppose my level of just myself, I'm just below myself for a few days, yeah.
And then the temptation is basically to drink a bit more. To
stave off those feelings. Just drink a few little beers.
Yeah, chase the buzz.
Forget about all that. And just keep it going.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's... but when you decide to, like, on a Sunday, if you do a bit of Sunday drinking after a crazy Saturday, it feels brilliant.
No, I don't have these ridiculous sessions. I would never do a Sunday. No way. And then drinking in the house, that's not really my thing. So I have to be out in order to drink.
That's very good. I mean, I used to have hard and fast rules saying I'm not going to drink anymore, But now I've got to go, well, you know, I might drink on a Friday. It's likely on a Saturday, not likely on a Sunday. And if it happens, I'm not going to beat myself up about it. I think that's the best way to do it.
But this is gym talk. So how are you in the gym? Because I've had a bit of a breakthrough recently that's not actually been in the gym.
How have you had a breakthrough then?
Got a bit of like mild food poisoning, which I think might have been from overripe smints.
Kale. What?
Smints.
Smints. You've given me some smints. I've got some in my bag. They were off when you gave them to
me. If I have a smint. It just makes my stomach a bit. They're basically full of. It's just like a little sugar tablet with a bit of taste. So. Yeah. Smints make me go a little bit like, wee! And I was eating, I ate like loads of smints consecutively, and my stomach was just a bit gurgling, so I just stopped eating.
Why? I just stopped eating. I thought, forget all this eating, Lark. I'll stop eating. I'll eat some Quackers. I'll have some ravioli. I'll just plain it out.
And I just stopped snacking after that. I stopped eating the smints, firstly.
You shouldn't snack on a smint.
I stopped snacking after that. I cut out.
Yeah.
Processed foods, Fire Life, fake burgers, Linda McCartney, Paul McCartney, Ringo,
corn.
I just cut it all out.
So what are you eating then instead?
I make my own like kind of baked breakfast porridge thing. I make a wrap that's chickpea based with loads of kind of salad-y bits in, and then supper goes where it goes, but it's not like. It's not processed. It's just not a non-processed diet with no smints and no snacking. And I feel good for it. I don't feel as hungry. It's weird. I don't feel well. I'm not snacking.
Yeah.
And now I don't feel hungry.
You just got to flick the switch off. If you go, no, I'm not snacking now, then you don't get the temptation.
I've never. This is the first time the switch has ever been donged for me in
liberating.
41 years.
Yeah, it's great, because then you don't feel like, oh well, someone's got a chocolate, I don't want any.
And even when I see food there, I'm like, no, I'm eating dinner in 30 minutes. I'm not going to eat that sausage in the fridge, or I'm not gonna. And when I see stuff, this is the first time ever I've not just had things, and it's really nice. It's liberating to know that I don't need food.
Yeah Because it's all about in the head, isn't it? You know, like in the week, I don't snack at all. I'm very, very regimented in what I'm eating in the week. But on Friday, on Friday in school, we were teaching fractions, and the teacher gave them this tray baked cake, this vanilla tray baked cake, and they said, use that as fractions. You've got to cut it in half, cut it in quarters, cut it in eighths, cut it in sixteenths, cut it in 32ths. And then each child at the end of the day can take home a 32th of the cake. And I had a piece of cake, and I thought, as a Friday, I'm going to have that piece of cake. And throughout the whole day, when I was thinking about it, I could feel my mouth watering, going, oh, I really want that now. I really want it now. But if that cake wasn't there, or I didn't allow myself to think I will have that later, I would never, ever think, I would never have the desire to have it. But in my mind, I thought, I'll have it later. So all day, I was just thinking about having that little bit of cake. It's in the head.
Kids, get cake out of your heads and you will live a happier, healthier life. But then how's the actual gym going? How's the fitness going?
This is
gym talk. It isn't just, oh, I haven't eaten a bit of cake today. Can I get on the headlines?
Going well. It's going well. Yeah. It's going well. Yeah. Yeah, I'm running. I run a regular route. It's 3 miles where I run. And I run a record best at 24:59, so it was a sub 25. And then today, this morning, I ran a 24:20, so I was like 40 seconds faster. I've lost 3 kilograms since January, so that's 2.2 pounds per kilogram, 6.6 pounds. So half a stone.
Half a stone.
I've lost half a stone
that's
since
brilliant.
January,
that's
and I feel good. I feel strong. I feel good. It's all going in the right direction, and I got the Reading Half Marathon coming up 6 weeks. This Sunday, and that's one of my focuses now. So going great guns. How's it going for you?
Better. Yeah, I had a bit of an injury, and then that's kind of cleared up. And
sternum.
Then it's just I've been training in the park, just doing a bit of HIIT in the park, and doing a bit of, you know, like the free exercise machines you have in the park.
I love those.
Bit of that action. Did a HIIT class today, and I don't want to like blow any trumpets or anything, but I was looking around. There was about 30 of us in the room and we all had different stations. And to get through it, I thought, I'll just watch, see what the other people are up to. I seemed to be having less... I was battling less than the others. I wasn't not going hard. I was going as hard as I could go for myself. But I was looking at their expressions and their taut faces and their agony and their ecstasy. And I was not feeling the same. I was enjoying it.
It's always a nice feeling when you think the others around you are suffering a bit more. I always feel like when I'm running or when I'm training or if I'm in an exercise class, I feel like I'm always the default worst person. Like I'll assume I'm the slowest or the most tired, and then I'm surprised then when somebody else is slower or weaker, and it's a lovely feeling.
I want to be the best though. When I see other people in the class now, I'm like, okay, I'm keeping up here. I'm doing my moves.
That's good.
I'm all right. I want to be better than them.
I could never be the best. I was on a run today and there was two guys that ran past me on Oxford Road and they were like, I looked at them and I went, oh yeah, you're really fast. You're a different league. There's no way. And that's okay, because you don't race other people when you're racing. You race yourself. You race yourself.
I think in a class you can race everyone else. That's
is
the
that
difference.
Right? Is that what it is? Yeah.
So probably the opposite. So,
yeah.
And to see them all just like grimacing, I was just making. I watch a lot of wrestling right now. I watch a lot of wrestling, and they're sort of like. I was doing that to the teacher just for a bit of fun. We had to do a move where we had to run on a resistance band. So you had to put a resistance band around your waist and just like. And I was like this. Just giving it to her.
She found
it
funny.
Yeah. Because every time she looked at me, I was sort of within myself. Didn't want to kill myself.
Of course not.
I was just going, okay. And then she'd look over and I'd be like, yeah. Making wrestling moves. Yeah, it was good fun. I liked it.
Well, WWF is coming on to Netflix. Did you know?
WWE. Monday Night Raw will be coming live to Netflix. So.
Which is huge.
If you've got your gadget news set to your set-top box, then get ready for some Raw. But then none of the people in it are any good anymore, so it doesn't really matter. But, you know, some of the old stuff, Stone Cold, The Rock.
He's come back.
Bret Hitman Hart.
The Rock has come back. He's come back at WWF.
Has he?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
he's come back. Rock's come back. He's actually been able to claim his own name now because he's called Dwayne
Johnson. Yeah, what was he called before?
He's called The Rock, wasn't he?
So he's allowed his real name, and his real name is Dwayne.
No,
he's
allowed The Rock now.
The people, the characters that you've been over the many years,
many.
Of all the shows you've been in, of all the backstage extra access you've had, of all the stage names you've had, what would be the best name that you could reclaim back rather than just being Owen Frost?
The funny thing is, most of the characters I play is either called Matt or Steve.
So which would you be then, Matt or Steve?
Got to be Matt, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, Houlihan. Yeah,
but he's always going to be the bigger Matt than you, so you should just go for Steve.
Do you think Steve... Well, we don't know any Steves. Do you know a Steve?
I know Steve McCann.
Do you know a Steve? Let us know.
If you are Steve and you're watching or listening, let us know. If you're a bigger man than Owen, we know that already. If you're a bigger man than Matt, you probably are.
Wow.
It's time for Gadget News, a monthly rundown of all things Gadget with the Pressure and Frosty. Take it away, lads.
This week on Gadget News, we've got some fun things going on now. Dave is a vegan. I'm a flexitarian. So this will fit very well into our Venn diagram. And this is on the BBC News website, so it's got to be true. Scientists grow meaty rice hybrid food for a protein kick. Scientists have created a new type of hybrid food. It's like a meaty rice, and it's an eco-friendly source of protein. Basically, it's packed with beef muscle and fat cells, but no animal has died. They've created it in a lab in 11 days from a petri dish. So I'm very much on board to eat flesh of something that's not been killed, and it's happening right now, and I'm very excited about this development.
Shout out to Hoxton Farms, who have been making their own. They've got some DNA for some pigs, local pigs, and they've turned it into some cells that they're now creating fats.
Okay.
They're creating some fats that you can then...
genetically
engineered fats that you can then add to your dishes to maybe make your vegan or your veggie produce just a little bit more tasty.
Yeah.
Because the taste comes from the fat, essentially. So they're making this fat that's produced in a lab. So it's not farmed. It's not engineered. No animals were harmed in the process. Hoxton Farms, check them out.
Sounds amazing. I mean, it also sounds really gross. But when you have it on the plate and you've got like an anxious bit of fatty protein, I mean, it's going to be delicious, isn't it? It's going to be so good. And also, no animals have died in the process of making it. It's going to be better for the environment. No suffering. I could very much easily get on board with that. So it's a very exciting development. And we're just going to see more of it, basically. So bring it on.
I've been eating a lot more... meat and dairy recently, though.
Oh, dear.
I'm just away from the processed stuff. I'd rather just eat meat or dairy than eat processed food. So if it happens to be an Italian afternoon where there's some nice meats on the table in front of you or some cheeses, I'm just eating that rather than to say, oh, can you get some fake meat or some fake cheese? I'm just going to eat the real stuff.
People are talking about like eating like a caveman, like raw fruit, raw vegetables, raw meat. It's not good for you, though. You get worms. No one wants worms. Do you want worms?
No, thank you.
Do you have any gadget news?
I've got a few little bits,
Come on, then.
Oh, sorry. I've heard the new iPhone update is full of old goodies and gizmos, and if you do it late at night...
Yeah.
You can get some sort of software and you can run Windows applications off of your iPhone now. Have you heard about this?
I mean, I've heard of Parallels, which is on the MacBook, which allows you to play Windows operating system on there. Is there a Parallels option on the iPhone now?
There might be something that goes along those sort of lines. So if you're up at late at night and there's some smoke around your phone or your charger, don't be worried. It might just mean you're getting into a parallel galaxy.
Why would you want to play Windows on your phone? Windows is the lamest software you could want on a mobile phone.
I did see that we edit most of our podcasts and we host them on Anchor.
Yes.
For Spotify.
Spotify for podcasts.
Which you can get as an app on the App Store.
Yeah, I've got it. It's great.
So it's nice that Apple are like, yeah, we don't mind about it, mate. Just go for it. Just... make your content, get out there, don't even worry.
Just do it. Yeah, they love podcasts. Apple love podcasts.
No, I do have some gadget news.
Come on, bring it on.
I bought some AirPods recently.
Pro 2 on
eBay.
Nice, okay.
What is the sort of retail value of them?
$250.
See how much I got mine for?
Go on.
For approximately £30.
No, that's too cheap. Are they actually AirPods? They're not called BearPods.
They're AirPods.
Proper ones.
They're Apple AirPods for sure, man.
Yeah.
What do you take me for, man? What are you taking me for?
£30. Either they're not, or either they are, and somebody's stolen them.
I don't know why, but I have a tendency to start with my left ear. So I put it in my ear, left earphone.
Right.
And it immediately dings you with the tone of like empty battery tone.
Like, doo-doo-doo.
It gives you that. And then the other one goes in. They've been, and then when you try and put sort of music in, they can't take bass tones. They've been either submerged in water or they've just been damaged somehow. And... that's what I'm using right now. That's my earphones.
Will you ever learn? Every single time you buy a new piece of tech, you go for the cheapest option, it doesn't work, and then you've got to pay again for something else. You buy cheap, you buy thrice.
If I was to buy again, then I would buy new. But how can I sell these on?
You can't sell them on.
How can I describe the functionality of these AirPods, because they sort of work, but I mean, for music they do not work.
Copy and paste, just whatever you saw that made you buy it, copy and paste that and send that off. Basically that.
We'll get you good. We'll get you good. We'll get you good. gets your goat? Who gets your goat? Who gets your goat? What gets your goat? Who gets your goat?
Now it's time for What Gets Your Goat. And this week, we've talked a lot about Aldi in the past and how annoying it is. And you're playing the game. You want to pack your bags at the trolley before they get everything onto the checkout. It's the game you play. And I got it down to a T. Like, I literally mastered everything. I had my frozen bag, tins, fruit and veg bag sorted. And now they've got this new rule in Aldi where if you've got your own carrier bags in your trolley, you have to put them onto the conveyor belt and they have to visually inspect every single bag to check you haven't stolen anything. And I saw the sign a couple of times and I didn't do it. And I just kept them in the trolley opened ready so I can just put it in. And they said, no, we need to check your bags. And I was like, oh, do you really need to check my bags? Went, yeah, yeah, there's a sign. There's a sign that says that. And I was like, well, just because there's a sign doesn't mean it's right. And I was like, so you, I said, okay, I don't like this, I said to her. And she went, yeah, I know, but you have to do it. So she checked my bags and then we did it. And then every time I go to Aldi now, I put my bag, my carry bags, on the conveyor belt, which takes up loads of real estate, which means you can't fill the whole thing of your trolley on one go. So by the time it comes to them checking your bags, you're still filling up the conveyor belt. And then when you get to the end part, you've got to get all of your bags that they're all muddled into your trolley. And then she's already scanning all of your things. So your bags aren't ready. And so you can't scan anything. And it happened the other day. And I was just like, well, I'm just going to shove everything in the trolley. I'm not even going to try and put anything in bags. I just put it all in the trolley. She didn't care. I just shoved it all in the trolley. And then I went to the bit at the end where you're supposed to fill your bags up. And I just filled my bags up there. And I was furious. That really got my goat. I felt like I talked for like 20 minutes then, but I needed to say that.
That's how angry. That's anchor.
Yeah,
that's anchor
to
the umpteenth level.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. Passive aggressive. Nothing came from me being angry. She didn't see me being angry. And even if she did see me being angry, like what?
What's the solution here? Sounds...
There isn't one. There isn't what you're going to do. Like the law is they have to see your bags. So now that's it. That's it now. They're going to look at your bags. And by the time you get to the end of the till, you can't get your bags ready to fill your tin, to put the tins in the bags because your bags are all messed up. You got to shove it all in and fill your bags up at the end. Ah. It's the end of civilization. Anyway, what's got your goat, Dave?
Idling.
Is that car idling or human idling?
Car idling.
Engine on.
Just people sitting around, just leaving their engine on. I was doing the bathroom today, which I don't mind doing any old house chores.
Of course.
On a Saturday, it's always good because then you've got a clean house for the weekend. But there's just a van in the just out in the front, just with his engine on. And I was like. I couldn't really hear the radio. So I peered out the window. He was just sat there. And then I heard him sort of move. And I thought, oh, he's off on his way. He was facing like this way. And then he turns around and then he's facing. So he drove off for a bit and he came straight back.
Yeah.
Obviously just divvying around on his timer thing to make out he's on a new job. Idled some more. I find people around any sort of maintenance, they're going to idle a bit longer because what else they're going to do? And education people, school bus drivers or people around school, they idle the most. I'm just sitting, I'm just waiting for them to come in, mate. So just got to wait here with the engine on. Yeah, just got to wait. Just wait. Yeah, you know, just waiting. So, you know, well, I want to can't bother to turn it off. So, yeah. School bus drivers.
Yeah.
They love an idol.
They do. I mean,
biggest idlers of all. And like, you know, you're not going to go over to them and be like, oh, let's have a hug. You know, mate, I'm sort of your friend, but I find you grotesque at the same time. Can you just turn the engine off? You know, the trip isn't for another 45 minutes. I'm very pleased you're here, but you know.
There's an old wives' tale that if you turn the engine off, when you turn the engine back on, it takes 3 miles worth of petrol to turn the engine back on. But that's not true. It's not true. So turn the engine off. It's bad for the environment.
and you don't need it. Idling.
Idling. It's what gets your goat this March.
I've got something that I've got, again, from our long-term listener, Mr. Owen Miller. We've got something else from him, so let's have a listen to what he has to say.
And what gets me goat, Jesus Christ, artists who are not really artists, they're singers. Maybe I'm getting a bit too musical, but they're singers. They don't really create any of their own songs, but yet they showcase themselves as this charismatic, unbelievable talent. Some people feed off that, and other band members say that they're actually songwriters, but maybe they could be the main songwriter. For example, Metallica, Lars Ulrich, where I believe he is a producer, because if you did the Rumpelstiltskin test and you locked them all into a room and you said, okay, individually I have given you each got a bass guitar, a guitar, a piano, harmonica, and yeah, what else, a car, electric guitar, stuff like that, drums, can you come up with a demo of some sort of a song with the lyrics, the chorus, or even just the musical stuff? And I guarantee if you locked a few of them in for a day or two, the real guys would have something, the girls would have a song, some sort of song formation, or the early stages of a song, but these other guys would just have maybe a beat that was just a shitty beat, and maybe just a shitty chord. So that's what gets me going.
It's great that people take this really seriously. I like it. I like that there's some dedicated people out there that have some factual, almost scientific relevance to this feature.
Yeah, I mean, Owen Miller knows music. He's in rehearsals now. He's going
to
be gigging.
He knows how to make a coffee as well. I've got to tell you that. Like, no disrespect to his drumming abilities, but when you say to him, make me a coffee, he knows what he's doing. Like, he won't disappoint you.
No, that
okay?
sounds rude. That sounds rude.
Well, you know. Can you make a coffee?
Yeah, I can make a coffee.
Can you make me a coffee?
No. Right now, no, no.
Clearly not.
Clearly not.
Clearly not. He knows. He knows. And he ain't afraid of it either.
He's not afraid of it. He says what he knows. He knows what he says. I don't know what the Rumpelstiltskin thing is, but it sounds really clever. But we're talking about what gets your goat. I was wondering, Anne, what gets your goat? What gets your goat?
Funny story.
Yeah.
Before you asking me this question, David and I was talking about it earlier today. Mm-hmm. And as you know, English is not my first language. Uh-huh. So I had to ask him, what does it even mean? What gets your goat? And he explained, and I said, well, I mean...
Could you explain to the listeners what
Well, I mean, it's something that sort of annoys you, isn't it? It's something that instantly just... It's like a trigger, you know? Like, something that happens over and over, possibly, and it annoys you again and again. And you can't help it. It's just...
Gets you goat.
Yes.
Just gets you goat.
It's what it is.
Yeah.
And I said to him, well, I mean, I can't possibly, because an array of things annoy me.
Oh, my God. Like,
the list is never ending,
absolutely.
Really. and I guess it's a bit of a cliche, but the one that really gets me going is strangers being in the way.
Okay. How does this sort of form?
Well... Again, like a cliche, if you're on the underground
uh-huh.
and if you're a slow walker, that's fine. You know, it's completely fine. I don't mind.
Yeah.
But you keep to the left.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
You don't walk in the middle. You keep to the left and you allow the rest of us to pass.
Yes.
In the past few weeks, I've been running. I'm trying to start running. And a couple of times in the last few weeks, people have been blocking my way
uh-huh.
with their dog leads.
Oof,
in the park.
Yes.
So it's not them per se being in the way. It's not their dog per se being in the way, but they're creating a barrier.
Taking over the whole path.
Between them and their dog lead.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's so annoying to me. And I can't help it.
How do you get around them?
Well, they do see me coming eventually, but they notice too late.
Yes.
And they are, you know, people are nice enough and they do apologize and you know, oh, sorry, da, da, da. And I can't help it. get too annoyed and I make a noise to
What's the noise? Share the noise with the listeners. We need to hear this.
It's kind of a it's kind of a growl.
Go for it. Go for it.
I'd be like
Wow.
Yes. And then, not like that. I feel like it's slightly more feminine than that.
Right, okay.
I do make a noise to try and like, because I'm like, it's 2 seconds and I'm gone. Yeah, I'm past
them. Of course.
But I need to do something to show them how unhappy I am with the situation.
Yeah, I totally get that.
And to be honest, it doesn't even have to be dogs. Sometimes it can be kids.
Yes.
Sometimes it can be just adults. It doesn't matter. It will be like, and I'm gone.
That would make me move out of the way, definitely. I mean, I get it though. Like when I'm running, sometimes if I can see a group in front of me and they can't see me, I'll just like cough or like make a noise or like so they can hear me and they're like, oh, what's going on? Then they'll move out of the way.
Yeah.
But like when you're running, like you don't want to slow down because you want to get your time, don't you?
You're like in like your pace and you're doing your thing and someone's standing in the way of that.
Yeah, I totally get that. And they're like in America. Sometimes they say, like, to your left, to your right. They say that. But I think that's a bit, like, passive-aggressive as well. Like, move out of the way. I'm running. Move. So I don't know what the solution would be to that.
It's funny you should mention, because we were walking the canal a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And a bicycle came from behind. And they did actually shout. I can't remember if it was left or right.
Yeah.
But they did shout to your right or whatever.
Yeah.
But to me, again, probably because English is not my first language, it sounded like they were just shouting, get out of the way.
Yes.
And I was so offended. It's like, who made you king of the canals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't own the canal.
No.
You're the king canal, are you?
No. Obviously, that's not what they were saying. If I'd known what they were saying, yeah, it makes sense. But also, I don't know left and right from each other. It's kind of like an illness almost. So if they said, yeah, that's left, I know. If they said to your left, I might have walked to the left.
I don't know what that means.
I might have tried to get out of the way. And
does that mean they're going to the left? Does that mean you need to go to the left? I don't know what that means either.
I think it means that they're coming on your left side.
Right.
So like you have to
go to the right.
That's
confusing.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we haven't got really a solution to this, but like I totally get that, you know. And if you get that as well at home, let us know at thepressureandfrosty @gmail.com. Thank you very much for joining us, Anne.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Do you want to play us out with a song? Would that be nice?
What, me play us out with a song? I can try. Would you like me to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to hold this microphone?
Yeah, this has been the show for March, so thanks very much for tuning in. You can get all the episodes up on iTunes and Spotify and anywhere else you choose to find a podcast. But for the month of March, where we're all springing forward and getting ready for the clocks to change, Owen Frost, co-presenter and main producer of the show, is going to play us out with one of his favourite ballads right now. So take it away, Gone to November, back in December, on Half Price in March.
I don't know the next word, so I'm gonna talk like I am blind. Let's dodge your limits, push you too far. Da, 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 da. Boys, don't cry. Boys, don't cry.
The show with the pressure and Frosty.
Subscribe everywhere you like to subscribe, or you will be in trouble.
You are listening to The Show with the Pressure and Frosty.
Welcome to the show. Tell your friends, tell your neighbours, just lean over the fence. Hey, you guys heard about the show? Check it out.
Download our monthly show from wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss any more of this.
My new thing is cat watching. I like to watch the cats.
I don't like it when the neighbours touch my bins.
Sausage day, cake day, just do it. What do you need a day for?
I'm an everythingist. I want to celebrate every day. This is so much fun.
I don't get it.
Asking the big questions.
Would you eat people if they served it in shop?
How often do you wash your duvet?
How tight are your tighty-whities?
Tipping, what's that all about?
What can they possibly milk next?
Do you believe in ghosts?
Answer the question.
But how many buttocks can I powder in 10 minutes?
Get involved in the show by emailing us at pressureandfrosty@gmail.com or find us on Twitter at pressure_frosty. That's spelled PRESHAAH.
You can't have a club biscuit and a wagon wheel. I know what it'll be like.